In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. From today's Gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ makes this very strong statement in Matthew 10, verses 32 and 33, where he says that if we acknowledge him before men, then he will acknowledge us before God the Father in that final day of judgment. And then he also says that if we deny him in this life before men, then he also will deny us in that day as well. So what we see here is the acknowledgement of Christ on the one hand and the denial of Christ on the other. What do these two categories really mean to us? There's a war going on. And our Lord says in verse 34 of Matthew 10 that he didn't come to bring peace. He came to basically bring war. A war that is a spiritual war between the kingdom of God and the forces of darkness. And ultimately, each and every one of us has to decide on which side of that war we will be. This war begins, my dearly beloved friends, within our own hearts. We live in a fallen world which is full of conflict. In the midst of all this conflict, our Lord Jesus Christ calls each of us to love him above all. Even our own relatives, if it comes to that. He makes that clear in today's gospel. He calls us to obey him, to serve him, to show his love to our fellow man, even our enemies. He calls each of us to take up our cross and to follow him. And through the power of that cross, to become like him. He calls you and me to turn away from the false gods like love for money, power, prestige, comfort, the things of this world that will pass away, that will not last, and to seek instead the fruits of the Holy Spirit. This is what it means to acknowledge Christ before men. First and foremost, to acknowledge him in our hearts as true God of true God, and to submit to him and to love him in that relationship. To open our hearts to his life in us makes manifest the virtues of God to others. Is it important? Are our words important when we use the term acknowledge or even proclaim or testify? Are those words important? Yes. But they have much more potency when they match the way we live. Words alone are not enough. We must have a genuine faith and trust in our Lord and subjugate our fallen human nature and our fallen human will to his divine will. We cannot be double-minded. Today is the Sunday of All Saints, on which we honor each and every saint that has ever lived or ever will live. An anonymous writer has written about this feast today. He says the following. Everyone that has forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. The words of our Lord from today's gospel. Once again, our Lord brings us into the presence of his cross and the personal renunciation that it involves. The invitation to sacrifice is now clothed, though in a different way. It is clothed in fire. It is clothed in the light. It is enclosed in the power of the Holy Spirit. The helper, the paraclete, the one who comes to our aid to help us to do and to be a child of God. And so that our testimony is a testimony that is a joint effort of our own will, but God working in us through His Holy Spirit as well. This writer, this anonymous author, writes further relating sainthood to sainthood in general. He says, one must not think of sainthood as an extraordinary state, nor identify it with extraordinary ascetic exploits or with rare mystical graces. These are indeed superior heroic deeds of saintliness, but in the sense given in the New Testament, saintliness is simply the state of a soul united to God through the operation of the Holy Spirit. This state of union exists in every Christian whom sin has not separated from God. Saintliness is therefore a normal state for a Christian, and the call to saintliness is addressed to all. Today we remember the price that all of the saints have paid to acknowledge God before men. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they testified to this reality by the way they entrusted themselves to our Lord Jesus in some of the most difficult situations that are imaginable. We remember them and honor them because they showed us how to maintain the good testimony of God's love for all men. As our familiar reading today from Hebrews recounts, they suffered, and by the grace of God, and these were Old Testament saints, you know, they suffered by the grace of God, overcame circumstances and difficulties that are hard for you and I to even imagine. In the midst of the most intense spiritual warfare, they were faithful to our Lord, and for this, they have earned a great reward in the kingdom of God. We can find strength and encouragement from their example of loving God above all else and trusting Him in every circumstance. Let us remember these things and purpose in our hearts, dearly beloved, to meet the challenges that we face today in the same way that our forefathers in the Christian faith did, asking them for their intercessions on our behalf. May our confession of Christ, may our acknowledgement of Him be genuine, and may it start from our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.